No, I didn't get through. And you know, look, he did everything right in the race, and he got himself in the right positions right through. But over the last 200 meters, he just, to be honest, he just didn't have the legs to get up onto the top three spot, which he needed to do to qualify and move on to the semi final. So disappointing, certainly disappointing, and his games are over.
I don't know. It was just, we were watching on TV, but he looked kind of knackered at the end. Obviously, you're racing for, but was nothing wrong? Like, it just was one of them days.
No, not so much one of those days. I think, you know, when he was knackered, and you're 100% right, and your observations were on the ball, Kenny, he was knackered at the end. As I say, he just didn't have the legs. He didn't have the strength in the legs to, you know, he is an athlete who, over the years, has been able to turn it on over that last 200, 150. 250 out, you know, when he's able to really kick for home. That hasn't been happening for him this year, and he's struggling in that regard. So, you know, that's one of his key elements of his racing, and it's not there at the moment, so it wasn't there today. So that's, I suppose, you know, that's trying to make it as simple as I can for you, that really he just didn't have it in the legs, and he didn't get there, and that was it. But I have to say, he did, and I did say to him as we walked away afterwards, and as we walked away, you know, after he dealt with the press, that look, he put himself. He did everything right, but like I've just said, he hadn't it in the legs. And
that's just sport, Patsy. Yeah. That's sports, highs and lows in sport.
Absolutely, it is, Kenny. It is sport, and it's difficult anyway. You know, in terms of when you get to this level, particularly because there's so much hype and so much. I mean, the atmosphere and the whole environment here is unbelievable. I mean, they're packing the stadium today in a morning session, which normally you would never, I mean, I've been to 6 or 7 world championships, and I have never seen the stadium as full for a morning session. So atmosphere, there must have been 55,000-60,000 people in there this morning. So, you know, you want to respond, you want to do your best, you want to move on, you want to do the best you can for your country and for your homeland and your home place. So basically, no, it didn't work for him today, so he's disappointed, and he'd have to deal with it, and he knows that himself, and that's it.
That's it, Patsy. You just have to move on to the next one. But the Irish team had a good performance this morning as well. Brian Gregan.
Yes, young Gregan done well. He did the second fastest time ever in his life, so he's really chuffed about that. He ran well again. He nailed it in the last 200 metres of a 400 metre race. He ran intelligently. He raced over 400 metres instead of running, you know, as he's done sometimes in the past. He runs strong over 300 metres and then sure he loses it over the last bit. But basically, no. Today he did extremely well. You know, compliments to him. He dealt with it extremely well, and he's, as you can imagine, he's high as a kite and delighted with himself. And, you know, it was a good one. We needed that because Ciara McGeen had done poorly last night, and the 1500 metres she didn't qualify. She didn't move forward to the semis, and we kind of anticipated that she would, and she didn't. And so I got up this morning and I thought we do need a result, and Gregan gave us a result this morning. So look, we love to fight another day. Tomorrow it's marathon, on the men's marathon, and probably our lead athlete is in action tomorrow morning. I leave here at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning with him, 400 metre hurdler Thomas Barr. So he was fourth in the Olympics, as everybody would remember, and he's in action tomorrow morning, and I'm hoping that he can go through, certainly hope to the semi-finals and hopefully beyond that. So look, that's championships, you know. We'll have managing up and down over the next few days, and I'm well used to that.
Yeah, that's it, Patsy. And Brenton Boyce is next week before he's in action, is it?
He is indeed. Brenton Boyce comes in later next week. They have finished their preparations. They just outlined how they approached it. He trains, as you know, and everybody knows, trains with Rob Heffernan. They spent 3 weeks in Guadix, which is a little small village up in the Sierra Nevada mountains in Spain. That's at altitude. And then he came out to Cork the last couple of 10 days or so, and he has preparations have gone extremely well. He's very, very upbeat about how he's feeling, how he's doing, and how he intends to do. And as is Heffernan, so that's on next weekend. So we'll probably talk before then about that. But he's, you know, and he also has to be buoyed up big time by the fact that he done so well in that European walk. You know, he was fourth in the European Championships, so that'll have buoyed him up a good bit. And just again, just in case I would forget to throw in a result here, James Kelly from Valley is competing today in the Celtic International. He's from St Johnstone, of course, and he's been an excellent young youth athlete. And today in the Celtic International in Dublin, he threw 18 metres 12, which, if you step it out in your in that studio, you'll be out in the street, and it's a big throw. It's a massive throw, 18 meters 12, and he won by, would you believe, over 3 meters to spare. So that's, he had over nine feet to spare and winning the event. So we just wanted to get that in because
tremendous performance, yeah.
Tremendous performance. And you know what? That's an under 18 competition, and he's been selected and has competed in that Celtic International since he was under 16.
That's brilliant.
So he's been in the dad's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, it just has to be noted that he's, you know, he's a great talent for the future.
Yeah. Patsy, just a quick question to change from the Irish team and Irish athletes. You've been, as you said, to a lot of those World Championships and Olympics and stuff. Well, two men that are finishing up this week, Usain Bolt and Mo Farah, they're leaving behind them a huge legacy.
They are indeed. They are. I'm Patsy McGonigal. This is my last championship.
Well, we still have a week of you, yes.
We have a week of me to listen to. But basically, Kenny, Farah, he's been unbelievable. I mean, you know, he's been unbelievable. Double Olympic champion on two occasions. And, you know, that was a mighty, mighty, mighty race last night. And, you know, of course, the British, in his own home stadium, British people have reacted to that. And, you know, if there are any tickets still that they needed to sell for the next 7 or 8 or 9 days, they'll have no bother selling them now. But they haven't. I think a million tickets have gone for the period. So, I mean, I think that it was just a great night and a great atmosphere. Great to be there, and you know, and so on. And of course, the big fellow was there too, Bolt, and he's in action in hopefully in the final tonight. And it'll be lovely, lovely, lovely to see him going out on a high. But there's a fellow there, Coleman, a fellow called Coleman. Just keep an eye on him. He could spoil the party for Bolt. But you know, just on Bolt for a second. Talked to Ricky briefly this morning because he was busy at the warm up area. But basically, you know, he's been unbelievable for our sport. Because the sport of athletics has been got a serious kicking over the last few years, drug-related stuff and various things. And basically, to be honest, without Bolt, I don't know where we would be. And he's kept the focus on the sport. He has a great personality. He loves and he brings fun to the events. And it'll be just, you know, I'd say the whole world will be watching.
Sad to see them going, yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, there was a program on during the week. I seen Ricky Sams with him, and sure, all you have to do is watch that program. It would get you interested in athletics because it was fantastic.
Exactly. It was a great documentary. It was a great documentary. So basically, and it's just been great that we have an association, you know, from Donegal. So such a very close relationship with him, with Ricky and Granny O'Dea and so on. So yeah. And Darren O'Dea and, you know, Donegal. A Donegal crowd kind of running that angle of the sport. So Ricky, he's in good form. He's delighted about Farah. He's one of his athletes. And now he needs Bolt to do the business and finish off.